According to Rightmove and Property Academy, these guys are the best estate agents in the UK. The best out of all 26,000 of you. So let's go and find out how the hell they won that award.
Chris Watkin with Matthew and Elle from Orchard Estates in sunny South Somerset.
Indeed.
Good stuff. Say hi to the guys from home.
Hey guys. How are you doing?
Okay, you won this award, didn't you? Let's just...
This award.
This award here.
Let's have a look.
Don't drop it.
Don't drop it. There you go. Look at this. What did you win this for?
Beast.
Is that under 11 football team?
Yeah, it was the Sunday School Pubs League.
Okay. So what is this then?
It was the cup from Rightmove and Property Academy for being ranked as the best estate agency office in the country.
Wow. Okay, yeah. Well, why don't you tell the story of how you set this agency up then? Let's put the silverware off to the side.
There
you
go.
There you go. Can you push it a bit more over there, Al? That'd be lovely. Okay, so... when did you set up your estate agency? Was it the pair of you to start with, or?
No, I opened the business myself back in 2014.
Okay.
January 2014.
What was your background before that then?
Before that, I'd started as a trainee negotiator, typically in the corporate world. Became branch manager, area manager, left and did a few different things. Then came back into agency as an area manager again, and basically realised there was a better way of doing things, or what I thought was a better way of doing things.
So, when did you decide that you wanted to set your own agency up? Was it the year before or a few years before that?
Probably about 2 years before I actually opened it up.
Okay. Yeah. So, what were your hopes of setting an estate agency up? What were your dreams?
I suppose the main dream was just to actually start enjoying it again.
Okay.
Get back to the roots of agency, which was helping people move, not just helping to hit a head office target for something that wasn't really the right product to necessarily sell someone. Get back to being honest.
But why? You know, deep down, why? You know, because, you know, all estate agents, all they do is sell houses, isn't it?
No, well, but that's what a lot of the public think.
Okay, go on, explain a bit more.
But I think it's helping someone's life. It's a massive part of someone's life. Mm. And so we
stressful as well.
Very stressful. So we often are counsellors, psychologists, home stagers, photographers, removal organisers, liaising with the solicitors. So getting the deal prevention unit to actually move things forward.
Yes.
There's a lot more to it that goes on behind the scenes, which actually I don't think the public know we do.
Okay. So did you have any fears when you set up your own agency?
Oh, quite a few loads, yeah.
Okay. What were they?
Because what I was doing was slightly different to what anyone else was doing at the time.
Was Elle on board at this time? Or
no, Elle came on board.
We'll come to you in a bit, though, when the next episode.
Absolutely.
It's like posh EastEnders, isn't it?
I'm probably chapter two.
Cider Enders.
Because what stopped, you know, you wanted to set your own agency up. You could have set it up just like that. You took 2-3 years. There's people out there that take 3-5 years.
Mm.
What were you doing?
Well, I was still doing the job I was doing, but I was doing a lot of researching around that and really looking at the market and looking at all the data to work out what bits were good for the customer and what bits weren't really very good for the customer. So I could distill it down to the getting the right things done and getting the right ethos for the business as well.
But setting your own business up is really scary.
Yeah, it is.
What fears? What kept you up at night before you...
Oh, crikey. Actually stepping over the precipice is the hardest thing. Getting it all planned, taking that step where you... to raise the money to do it. I'd remortgaged the house. I'd actually rented the house out. I'd got rid of everything that I could have, so I was putting everything at risk about my life to do it.
Oh, was that going to... And did that keep you up at night?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, as... A lot of worries. And a lot of times I stepped back and thought, oh, am I really doing the right thing?
And how did that make you feel?
Scared. Scared, but at the same time excited. That sort of, it's almost like that fairground fear, isn't it? You kind of deep down, you know it's going to be okay because you've got faith in your own ability, but there's still that what if it doesn't work?
So you remortgaged the house.
Mm-hmm.
You then rented it out.
Mm-hmm.
So where the hell did you live?
I basically sofa surfed for a while.
Okay.
I lived in the office.
Okay.
For several months, was because I was working 24/7, 7 days a week.
Okay.
So just was getting help from friends and staying in odd rooms here and there to get the business up.
Alan, I'd like you to bring you in on board here. You were working there at the time. You must have been one of the first employees there.
I was, yeah.
What was it like?
It was intense. It was exciting as well, because we were doing something that was very different from the normal pattern of estate agency at that time, because Purple Bricks wasn't a big name.
Okay.
Or so the online presence was unusual.
Okay.
In terms of not being on the high street. So we had a lot of naysayers.
So your office isn't on the high street then?
No, we're tucked away in a small village in almost, it's almost like a business park, except they're actually old stables.
Okay.
Owned by the Duchy of Cornwall, so it's...
So the Prince is your boss then, isn't he?
He is, he's our landlord.
Oh, bless him.
Yeah, which is amazing.
Does he come round with the rent book?
No, but he did come down last year and meet
with
us.
Yeah, last year.
Oh, lovely.
Or earlier this year. But yeah, when we first started, there were a lot of people telling us that it wouldn't work and it wouldn't be possible.
Okay.
We were working every hour God sent to prove that it would work.
So... what was Matthew doing at this time? Was he right rolling in at 10 and going home at 5?
I think he was in the office before anybody else was in.
Okay.
But that's because he was living there. So I think he was pretty much up and working at 5 o'clock in the morning. And then I would go home and he was still there 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night, still working. I think he was only sleeping about 3 or 4 hours a night.
So... you kind of took him under his... tell the guys at home about the story you told me earlier on, because it was absolutely amazing what Matthew went through when he started the agency.
Well, he was lucky enough to meet Tom and employed Tom, and then a few weeks later, lucky enough to meet me and employed me. And so around him, he was already starting to build a really good team, and me and Tom...
Tom's a really nice guy, by the way.
Yeah.
Top man.
So we both... did everything we could to look after him, really. So we would invite him round for dinners and make sure he had some hot food. And we would take his laundry and make sure he had some clean knickers. And then, offered up bathrooms so he could actually have a proper bath and really soak the stress away.
You really did put everything into this,
yeah.
Didn't you?
Yeah, everything.
That's kind of scary, if you don't mind me saying.
It was.
Okay.
But I didn't think of it like that at the time. I didn't realise how scary it was.
Why do you say that, then?
Just because I believed in what I was doing.
Okay.
Absolute, total belief that it was going to work and the way that we were doing things was better.
Okay. So, you're obviously now a couple. So again, I'm not going into too much detail, but how did that happen? Because obviously, well, you're a couple now. Did you just like fall in love over the photocopier?
No one loves our photocopier.
No.
Come on.
Over to you.
We both ended up single at roughly the same time, and every single mate date that we'd ever been on seemed to collide into one moment where we realised that we'd actually been probably dating for around 2.5 years without knowing, because we've just been at work 70 hours a week together.
Good stuff.
And
so how long, you're getting married in 2018, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Where are you getting married?
Westwood Home, North Devon.
That sounds
it's
lovely.
Beautiful.
Good stuff. So what have you learnt by coming together with regard to the business?
That it's our baby.
It is our baby. It's actually made us a lot stronger at work.
Because I've been there, guys. It's like a big family. It's amazing.
It is a family of people. We joke about it being the fruit bowl, and we've got these odd bits of fruit that have just come together to create a bit of a fruit salad, and that works very well. Everyone in the team is part of the family, and it's important that we look after everyone, and they look after us.
Well, they do say, Richard Branson does say, if you look after the team, then the team will look after your customers.
Yeah.
Let's bring it back
yeah.
to the customers and the clients. What magic spark do you think you guys have got at Orchards that make you so different? Is it the people?
Oh, definitely the team. Yeah. Yeah, the people, the team, they are absolutely committed to giving... People talk about going the extra mile. That's where they start.
Mm. There's just an enthusiasm and an energy that everybody brings to the fruit bowl, and they all act as if it's their business. No one acts like they're working for the man up, you know, in some kind of ivory tower. Everybody gives it their 100% all of the time, and that's just incredible to see people doing that when, you know, they are employees, but they treat it like it's their own, you know.
They're empowered. They're empowered to make their own decisions and come up with great ideas.
Mm. Have you got any stories that you want to share with the guys out there where they've gone, not the extra mile, but the extra 10 miles, 20 miles?